Hello, this is Dr. Main.
Hi, Dr. Main. It's Suzanne Dalbenko calling from Catalyst for Payment Reform. How are you?
I'm good this morning.
Good. Thanks for picking up. I know you can be incredibly busy on a given day. I was calling to talk to you today about the state of maternity care in the United States. But before we get started, I just have to let you know we've got an audience listening in. And so if you could just take a moment to introduce yourself, that would be great.
Okay, that's fine. I'm Elliot Main. I'm the obstetrician, and I direct the California Maternal Quality Care Collaborative based at Stanford.
Great. And I know I've met you many times over the years because of the work that you've done around how should we measure the quality of maternity care and also trying to address some of the challenges we've been facing with maternity care. So I guess I wanted to start by asking you, how do you think we're doing right now in the U.S.? What's the state of maternity care? Are we doing well? Are we doing poorly? If you could just share your thoughts with the audience, that would be great.
Sure. I think we still have a lot of challenges, but we have some bright spots. The big issues that we have to do with variation in care. C-section rates, for example, even when risk-adjusted, can vary from 15% to 75% among hospitals in California. And we have issues with overuse and underuse. There are things that we're doing too many of and other things that we're not doing enough of. But there are some bright spots.
So tell me a bit about those bright spots. Where are we doing really well and where have we made improvements recently?
Well, in the news recently, there's been a number of studies looking at maternal mortality in the United States. And we're starting to turn the corner of that. Certainly in California, our rates are now much lower than they were 5-6 years ago and meeting the international standards. Other parts of the United States are starting to work on this very aggressively, and I think we're going to make some more progress in that. In California, we're also working now very actively on reducing primary cesarean births, particularly by reducing the indications for C-sections, by working with mothers and nurses and doctors to do a better job of supporting labor. And I think we're seeing real declines in our C-section rates in California as well. So this is an exciting time to be in quality improvement in maternity care.
So sometimes it can be exciting because we're not starting from the greatest place. You know, what are some of the challenges that you think we need to focus on going forward? You know, there was a lot of attention for a while on early elective deliveries when women mm-hmm. were delivering babies before full term, either through induction of labor or elective cesareans. And I know that those numbers are looking better now. Where do you think we need to focus next?
Well, we have made great progress on early elective delivery, and that was a combination of professional societies, the March of Dimes, public health activities, as well as payers and purchasers all coming together and saying, this is not a good process to do. In over just a few years, we made significant strides with putting off early deliveries to a more appropriate gestational age. As I said earlier, we're starting to make progress on cesarean birth, but we still see huge variation. There are some hospitals in California and around the country that are doing quite well on this, and that's increasing in number. But there are others that really haven't paid any attention to these trends and still have very high rates. So the challenge that we face is really trying to even out the care so that a mother seeking maternity care and may not know all the data isn't faced with a challenge of a place that has a very high rate, whereas others down the street may have much, much lower rates of cesarean birth, for example.
So what do you think makes the difference from one institution to the other? And is there a role for public reporting of cesarean rates to try to help bring them down? Or or provider payment reform, which of course is something that we've been trying to push for?
Sure. As we look at hospitals around the state, and there are 245 maternity hospitals in California, so it's a pretty big sample size, we see big differences in leadership on the obstetric units. Some places have physicians who are quite versed and interested in quality improvement, and the same for nursing leaders, and other places that don't. We also see big differences in the culture and attitudes of bone providers toward normal birth. And that in turn leads to some significant differences in their actions. And that's a very interesting area to study, where one's personal beliefs actually can translate into different levels of care for your patients. So there are real differences. And I think shining the light on them is going to make a big difference. In the last 2 years, we've had a public release of every hospital's cesarean rate, risk-adjusted cesarean rate, and the Secretary of Health for California has given awards to hospitals that have reached the national target of 23.9. And that actually is 104 last year of the 243 hospitals, so it's quite doable. Across a broad range of types of hospitals. What we noted, though, is that the website that's posted on doesn't get much traffic. So people don't really know where to look and find this. And so what California Healthcare Foundation has supported and done this year is to create a relationship with Yelp. And so the public release data for C-sections and episiotomy rates and breastfeeding rates are now also being posted on Yelp, together with the comments that women write in about the facility. So there's now subjective and objective data in the same spot. And that's an interesting step forward for transparency.
Interesting. So my last question for you, I'm going to just circle back again to the topic of provider payment, how we pay physicians, other clinicians, and hospitals that are involved in maternity care. We obviously believe that there's a role for that, so I'm going to admit my bias up front. But I'm just curious what you think we should be working on there.
The healthcare system in the United States is quite complex, and it's been a challenge to get all the different health plans, all the different types of payers on the same page with a common approach to payment reform. Having said that, though, we do have a pretty good consensus that that something should be done. And what we're striving for in California is that while one plan may choose one approach or another plan may choose a different approach, if they're all working with the same quality measures and incenting them one way or the other, either by a blended payment where you get the same payment for vaginal delivery or a C-section, or if you have a quality target that you get an incentive for reaching, that those give the same message. And what we don't like is when different plans have very different targets or very different measures that they're working for, and then that gets lost in the noise. So the challenge there is, again, communicating to all the different providers and cutting through the noise, because there's so many different plans out there right now. In addition, we're striving to have the same measures be used for hospital incentives as for provider incentives. And I think we are really looking for alignment between the two in terms of their goals for quality improvement.
Well, I think that is a very, very helpful perspective. I have learned a tremendous amount from you over the years, and it's reflected in the kinds of things that we've been pushing health insurance companies to experiment with. And I really thank you for all the leadership you've provided for this entire nation. You've talked a lot about California, but Dr. Main, you've had an influence nationally, and it's really been wonderful to be able to learn from you and to try to push for experimentation until we get it right. I look forward to connecting with you again soon.
Well, thank you. You're very kind. It takes a huge community to move this dial. So we're all in this together. Thank you.